Mom tried to give me a birthday present that Grandma and Grandpa bought for me. It's not really from her.
That's sort of like giving someone a present you didn't buy. Who is it really from? Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Let's get started. Have you ever been sitting in church when the offering plate comes by? You look at your mom or dad hoping they'll give you some money to put in it. And when you're younger, that's okay because you probably don't have money of your own. But when you get older and earn a little bit of money, you should learn how to give some back to God. What's even more important is the attitude that you have when you give it back. Here's what Paul writes to his friends in Corinth. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly, for God loves a cheerful giver. Our story today is called A Real Offering. Mom, can I have some money to put in the collection plate? Asked Gunner. Didn't you bring your own offering? Mom asked. Gunner shook his head. Mom frowned, but she reached into her wallet and took out some money. Just this once, she said as she handed it to Gunner. That afternoon, Gunner had a suggestion for his mother. My birthday is next week, you know. If you can't think of anything to get me, I have some ideas. Mom looked thoughtful for a moment. Well, actually, when Grandpa and Grandma were here last week, they left a birthday present for you. Maybe I'll just give you that. She smiled brightly at Gunner. Mom, I'm serious. I'm talking about what you might give for me, not what they're giving me. Like I said, I have some ideas. What's wrong with my idea? Mom asked, acting surprised. I'm sure the package they left has something really nice in it. Gunner frowned. You're just kidding, right? I mean, it won't really be from you if you give me something they bought me. You're absolutely right, Gunner, said Mom. I'm not truly giving if I give you something that doesn't belong to me, something I didn't put any thought or effort or money toward. You wouldn't be happy about that, would you? Gunner shook his head. But at church this morning, you were okay with giving God a gift that wasn't really from you, Mom pointed out. But you used to always give me money for church, said Gunner. When you were too young to have your own money, I gave you some so you'd get in the habit of giving to God. Now that you have an allowance, you should give some of your own money. Then you'll be giving a real offering instead of simply dropping money into the collection plate, right? Gunner sighed. Yeah, I guess so. The Bible tells us to give to God with a cheerful heart, out of love and gratitude for all he's done for us, said Mom. When we give gifts to God that cost us something, it reminds us of his gift to us that cost him everything, his son Jesus. Gunner thought about it and nodded. Next time, I'll bring my own offering. Well, how about you? Do you put money in the offering plate at church? When we give back to God to thank him for everything he's done for us and acknowledge that all we have comes from him, we're giving with a cheerful heart. Perhaps you don't have any money of your own yet, but when you do, offer some of it back to him out of gratitude for all he's given to you. Our key verse is found in the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 7.
Let each one give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
And our key thought for today, give to God. Do you have a Storyteller yet? It's a portable MP3 player with a whole year of Keys for Kids stories and an audio Bible. One thing I love about it is that it doesn't use batteries because it's solar powered. Every Storyteller comes with its own creature feature stuffed animal case, so you can carry it. Plus, if you buy one, we'll send one to a kid around the world who can't afford it. It's a great way to listen to Keys for Kids no matter where you are. So check it out today at keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.